Locker room chats continuing here on 92.1 KMZA as we're talking Wetmore basketball, joined by boys head coach, that is Kayla Thayer. It is presented by Holton Community Hospital, Wetmore Family Medicine. Coach, it was a fun one on Tuesday night. You were at home. You got Troy, a team that still hadn't lost in league play to that point. But your team's been playing solid all year, and you guys were able to get the win 50-38. Defense came out strong, and obviously some crucial baskets in the fourth quarter to kind of keep it at arm's length. What were a few of the overall takeaways from that win on Tuesday?
You know, we've been really focusing on our defensive fundamentals the past 2 weeks, and then it also helps having one of our starters back, Jacob Carls, who's been out with an injury, because then we're able to run certain plays for him that go to his skill set, and then the rest of the boys are able to stay within their role and not play outside their role. So I think everybody stepped up, did a really good job, and the Weston, Braden, McQueen, Carter Montgomery, they all stepped up when Jacob was gone, and even though they didn't get a lot of minutes last night, they provided a lot of energy on the bench.
Wetmore now 11-6 overall, and obviously such a crucial win, and you keep the winning streak moving along since the TBL tournament, and we've talked about Braden Henry before. Obviously, he's been so crucial. He's playing like a first-team all-league player this season, averaging 19 per game, 22 since the TBL tournament. He pours in 22 more with 5 rebounds against Troy. You know, what's his progression and growth been like throughout the course of the season?
You know, he's done a very good job with everything that's happened this year, just being a vocal leader and also lead by example. And he holds people accountable. That's the main thing we need in a leader. And he's been doing a great job of when we need someone to step up and make a basket, he makes a basket. And if someone, you know, makes a mistake, he goes over there, talks to them, doesn't let them hang on the mistake. And that way it just provides us with, you know, positivity, and everybody just keeps their head right, and that's why we've been so successful playing with each other.
Eric Bloom as well, he was kind of a quiet assassin, especially in the fourth quarter. He had 15 points, and it seemed like it went under the radar a little bit with Braden Henry, but I think it was at least 3, maybe 4 straight buckets for him in the fourth quarter last night when Troy was kind of creeping back into it. He had 3 or 4 straight baskets to really kind of keep it at arm's length, and he really performed well for you.
Yeah, Eric's a guy that, you know, he does all the little things that might not show up in the stat sheet, but when, again, if we need somebody to get like a layup or a quick bucket or a steal, Eric's always the one that does that for us. So, and he's another guy that leads by example. He's not as vocal. I'd like him to become more, a little bit more vocal. But he does a great job of being a leader and providing us a spark when we need it.
You'll get Lynn on Friday. It'll be a road trip as we're coming down the final couple of weeks here of the regular season. Obviously, it seems like you might be playing your best basketball right now, 5 straight wins. How do you keep the momentum going against Lynn on Friday?
You know, we keep the momentum going by just, like I've told the boys, you got to respect every opponent. It doesn't matter who they are, because the Twin Valley League is a tough league. It doesn't matter if they're the top team or one of the bottom teams. Anybody could have a night where they're hitting everything, and we have an off night. So we got to come out, respect anybody, whoever it is.
That is Wetmore Boys Basketball Coach Kayla Thayer joining us here on our Locker Room Chats presented by Holton Community Hospital, Wetmore Family Medicine. 5 straight wins for the Cardinals coming off another big win, 50-38 Tuesday night against Troy. They'll be at Lynn on Friday. Coach, we appreciate it. Thank you so much. Continued success. Good luck on Friday, and we'll talk to you next week.
Thank you. I appreciate it.